MSO News, giving voice to the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Monday, July 15, 2024, brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. I'm Rick Moore. State Senate approves economic development bill. Beverly officials condemn parade float theme. New pot shop in Gloucester. Scattered showers, mid to upper 80s, high tide Gloucester Harbor, 7.07 p.m. State House reporter Christian Wade is reporting the State Senate has approved a $2.86 billion economic development bill aimed at spurring the state's economy and boosting its competitiveness amid rising concerns about an exodus of business and taxpayers. The measure, approved late Thursday, calls for authorizing about $2.44 billion in borrowing, including $350 million in tax credits for the state's climate technology sector, and resurrecting an initiative boosting the life sciences industry. The plan also includes $400 million for MassWorks public infrastructure grants, $100 million for the Seaport Economic Council grant program, and $99 million for advanced manufacturing initiatives, among other spending. In the Salem News, Paul Layton is reporting that Beverly Mayor Mike Cahill and other officials are condemning a deeply hurtful, offensive, indeed hateful float in this year's Beverly Farms 4th of July Horribles Parade. In a statement released on Friday, officials called on parade organizers to issue a public apology for the harm caused to Beverly, particularly to the trans and non-binary community, and to permanently eliminate the Horribles category of their parade. The statement said, "What happened at the Beverly Farms parade is not fun, funny, or just a joke. It is serious, dangerous, and must never happen again." The float in question was called a League of They Own and mocked transgender athletes and transgender people in general. Jim Sullivan writes in the Newburyport Daily News today that Newburyport residents looking to get a new passport will need to head to Rowley, Haverhill, or West Newbury for the next few months while the city finds a new agent to issue them. The city's most recent passport acceptance agent, John Chamberlain, moved to an administrative assistant position with the city clerk's office, leaving his old position vacant. The passport acceptance slash office assistant, according to the city's job posting, reviews passport applications for accuracy as well as evidence of citizenship. Item Live is reporting that the Youth Summer Employment Program in Lynn has tripled in size this year, with more than 400 youth employed throughout the city. The program started on July 8, and prior summers saw around 130 employees. Program participants range from 16 to 21 and are employed in both public and private positions. They're earning $16.25 an hour and work a minimum of 26 hours per week for 6 weeks, ending the program on August 16. Ethan Foreman reports in today's Gloucester Times, employees and family members of Ocean Breeze Cultivators were busy Friday getting ready to open the company's first retail cannabis dispensary at 9 Whistle Stop Way in a building adjacent to the Railroad Avenue train station. The new marijuana retail store is the third dispensary in Gloucester. It joins Happy Valley Ventures Recreational and Medical Dispensary and Cultivation and Manufacturing Facility at 38 Great Republic Drive. Happy Valley was Cape Ann's first marijuana dispensary, and it was recently joined by the Reverie 73 Recreational Dispensary at the Mobile Station at 65 to 73 Essex Avenue. On Thursday at the Carroll Parkway in Lynn, a groundbreaking was held for the Northern Strand Multimodal Path. The goals of this project are to connect and provide six communities with a non-motorized transportation option for travel and recreation, to improve the connections to local resources and destinations around the city of Lynn and to the Lynn-Nahant Shore, and to improve both access and accessibility to transportation options for bicyclists and pedestrians. This is Lynn Mayor Jared Nicholson.
This is a huge project. It's a big deal, and it expands. You heard the secretary talk about how it gives us more options. It broadens and expands what we think about when we think about transit and transportation. So it's expansive in the sense that it's adding modes of transport, making it easier for this in this protected lane for bikes and for pedestrians. It's broad and expansive, and then this was a lot of work, and it had to happen in each of several communities along the way. So it's expansive in that it cuts across several communities. It's broad and expansive in that it it's taken decades for it to come to fruition, and wouldn't have happened without us reaching across to one another and building these coalitions and partnerships. And I think it's expansive in that it's a transit project that improves the efficiency, but it's, as the Secretary mentioned, it's also an environmental project and helps in our efforts to address our climate issues. It's a recreation project. It gives us more space to have those moments of diversion and connection with our loved ones. I can tell you my boys and I are huge fans of the bike path and the linear park that's now there. It's an economic development project. I also want to thank, wasn't able to be here, but our planning department, because they played a huge role in this as well. But it's an economic development project, and it helps us stitch back together our downtown from one of our most amazing resources here in the Atlantic Ocean. To make that connection. And it's a public health project to have more opportunities for physical exercise and keeping ourselves healthy. And I think it's also expansive in the way we think about the people it serves. Yes, it helps us move from one point to another in the sense that it's a transit project, but it also sees us as whole people that are doing more than just getting around, that want to be able to feel the ocean breeze of the Atlantic Ocean, to see up close and personal the fascinating texture of our urban architecture here in downtown Lynn, to hear the sound of fun and children playing in that beautiful park, on the linear park, and to expand that concept of what it means to be a transit project. And so when we do that, when we think expansively and broadly, we, I think, follow the advice of one of America's greatest poets, Walt Whitman, in his Song of the Open Road. To know the universe itself as a road, as many roads, as roads for traveling souls.
That's Lynn Mayor Jared Nicholson. You can view the entire ceremony at lynntv.org. The Red Sox are just 4.5 games out of first place at the All-Star break after a 5-4 win over the Royals on Sunday, and Major League Baseball's Home Run Derby is tonight, with the All-Star game scheduled for tomorrow. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.